The Cleveland Indians are feeling confident about the upcoming season with less than 2 weeks until opening day. The team has had a solid spring training with a few pleasant surprises. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me on the phone from Goodyear, Arizona, where he spent the past week. Terry, one of the Tribe's best players is left fielder Michael Brantley. He returned to the field ahead of schedule after getting injured last fall.
At one point, Amanda, I didn't believe this rumor. I heard he wasn't going to be back until August. It even got published somewhere on one of the bigger baseball websites. He had major shoulder surgery. Well, anybody who's been around the Indians and Brantley knows that he is a relentless worker. People always go, he looks just like God created a baseball player, you know, long, lean, just in great shape. Well, it's not by accident. And as he told me, he goes, I did every drill, every exercise. I never took a day off. Saturday night, in front of more than 11,000 people, the ballpark in Goodyear, the biggest crowd that they've ever had here. It was a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, the hitting coach told me, and Brantley hit it over 400 feet into the right field seats. It was such a cool moment. You don't get a lot of that in spring training.
Now, do you think he'll be back in the lineup for opening day April 4th?
That has been his goal all the way for months. The Indians have tried to downplay it, and they still do. They want to make sure that he doesn't have any sort of basically setbacks. He looks fine. I mean, you would never guess he had anything wrong with him.
Now, part of the Indian strategy this year is to bring in some veteran players, see if they can spark a little bit of some offense this season. And so how are some of these guys doing so far this spring?
You know, some people who would look at the Indians say, well, they're just kind of going through a baseball rummage sale. They're looking at guys who played with several teams, guys in their middle to late 30s, guys on one-year contracts, trying to squeeze one more good year out of them. The most interesting one of those guys is a player named Mike Napoli. Played with the Angels, played with Texas, and played with the Boston Red Sox. He's hit over 200 big league homers. He's a first baseman. And I was talking to him, and he had a really strange season last year. He didn't want to talk about it for a while. We're going back and forth. And he said, all right, here's what I've been dealing with for over 10 years. He talks about sleep apnea. He said, I never had a really good night's sleep for more than 10 years. I tried everything he could. So finally, he went in. And the doctors did this surgery, Amanda, reset his whole face so this guy could get a night's sleep. He's had a huge camp. He's hitting well over 400. They might have got lucky on this one, Amanda, because this guy's a pretty good player if he's healthy.
Now, what about Tyler Naquin? He's a rookie who's been in the minors. Some people might have seen him play for the Akron Rubber Ducks, and he could be the starting center fielder?
Right. He was their first-round draft pick back in 2012. He was not supposed to be the center fielder. The Indians had another good player named Abraham Almonte, who came up in the middle of last year. Almonte flunked the performance-enhancing drug test, got suspended for 80 games. So suddenly the Indians are going, well, we don't know exactly what to do. Naquin is a player they've liked, but they've kind of rushed the timetable on him. Brought him into spring training, just curious to see what he does. Well, he's hit around 400. Now, here's his problem, Amanda. He runs into walls playing center field.
Really?
He keeps doing this. He's hurt his hip. They're actually going to talk to him a little bit about that.
And yet again, for another season, the pitching is expected to be outstanding. And what's really getting a lot of buzz for this team is the solid pitching.
Right. ESPN and the major sports websites and so on are picking the Indians to either win the Central Division or contend. Corey Kluber's given up one run in 14 innings this spring. Danny Salazar throwing the ball in the middle 90s, Carlos Carrasco. Trevor Bauer is a terrific arm. They have some other starters, Josh Tomlin and Cody Anderson are good-looking pitchers. They've got a lot of pitching. In fact, that was the thing that Mike Napoli talked to me about, that one of the things that attracted him coming to the Indians, because he had a couple of teams after him. He said he, at this point in his career, he's been to the playoffs 7 times with different teams. He wants to get there again, and he thought Cleveland's pitching is a reason to come here because it could get him there again.
All right, Terry, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your spring training trip out there, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Amanda, thanks.